Hi, this is Dan. It was on this day, May 24th, 1844, the most significant discovery in the methods of communication, an invention born out of personal tragedy, was successfully put to the test, thus launching the worldwide communications revolution and marking a turning point in the advancement of human civilization. I know that was a mouthful, but it's a great story. Stick with me. Let me tell you about it. Professor Samuel Morse was born in Massachusetts in 1791, graduated from Yale, and became a notable portrait painter. He was commissioned to paint Revolutionary War heroes like John Adams and James Monroe. In 1825, while in the nation's capital working on a painting of America's French Revolutionary ally Lafayette, Morse received a letter from his father informing him that his wife was deathly ill. By the time Morse returned home, the love of his life was already dead and buried. She was only 25. Morse was devastated, the snail's pace of news travel preventing him from responding quickly enough to be by his wife's side during her final hours haunted him. So Morse turned his attention to the study of electricity, hoping to improve communications. By 1835, he had invented the electric telegraph. And it was on this day, May 24th, 1844, he tested the new technology. Morse set up his telegraphic sounder at the Federal Supreme Court, and witnesses watched with anticipation, marveling at the strange machine with protruding copper wires. The inventor sat before the contraption and ticked off the biblical words, "What hath God wrought?" Seconds later, Morse's assistant in Baltimore received the words and promptly replied to everyone's astonishment. Professor Morse believed this was only the beginning, forecasting that his wires would encircle the earth, carrying messages across America and under the ocean to Europe. However, the road to success wasn't smooth. Morse obtained his patent in 1838, 6 years before his test, but he bankrupted himself on the invention. Thankfully, Congress stepped in to help, ensuring the invention's success. In 1844, Morse's invention carried the news of the election of James K. Polk from Baltimore to Washington, D.C., a kind of forerunner of today's election night coverage with its instant results. Telegraph lines started spreading rapidly throughout the country. In 1851, Americans built the first electric fire alarm telegraph. Well, Morse lived to see his invention change the world, eventually retiring from public life satisfied with his great work. In 1871, the elder Morse published his final words through his invention when he dictated to the operator these words: "Greeting and thanks to the telegraph fraternity throughout the world. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." Morse then sat down and personally typed his name at the end. He died 10 months later at the age of 80. On this day, May 24th, 1844, Samuel Morse successfully sends the first Morse code message. Everyone should recognize this day as a turning point in the advancement of human civilization.